Good morning, Audio Boom, from a chilly London. I've got a new toy to unbox, and I thought I'd share it with you. And if it's too geeky, well, you know, please feel free to skip it, but somebody might be interested. I've just spent a few minutes opening a big cardboard box, and I found inside it, I found this kind of cardboardy sort of curtain of cardboardy stuff that protects the box inside the box. And it's, I don't know how you'd describe that, what the name of that is really, but it's almost like, I thought when I opened it, it was going to be sort of, you know, those strips of paper that you cover things in, but it's not, it's less chaotic than that. It's all joined together, but it makes this noise when you, I'm like a kid playing with the box instead of the toy. So let's forget that and get the toy out. So the box actually says on it, Euro Braille. And then on the next line, it's got a load of Braille signs, which are maybe, I don't know, a catalogue number or something. Now, as a musician, it looks like Braille music to me. But anyway, never mind that. Let's open the box. Slide off the outside. And inside, we've got a floppy cloth case type of a thing, which, let's have a look, it's a sleeve to keep it in. It's that kind of squidgy, slightly padded plastic. Okay, and then we've got more boxes in the box. It's box world, really. This is so exciting. So in the one box, we've got the bits to make up the charger. Wow, this is a bit chaotic, isn't it? What's this bit? In an extra box. This is the bit you attach your preferred adapter to, I suppose. So in this country, in the UK, there's one for that, and there's also one for, there's various different ones actually. There's a European one, and yeah. So I want the UK one. See if I can work out how this goes on. Like that, I think. No, maybe not. No, I'll come back to that. I don't want to screw it up. Right, anyway. That's that. That's the charger part. Now let's look at the really exciting bit in the other box, which is the Braille display. Oh, it's metal and it's really cold. So this is a Braille display. It's the ESIS 24 or ESIS or however you're supposed to say it. I don't know. I will say ESIS, but and it's I'm going to use it with my iPhone and also with my, on its own, because I can read, put an SD card in there and read Braille music. Oh, there's a micro SD card in there. Didn't even know it had a micro SD slot. So does it have a normal SD slot as well or not? Maybe not, but that's fine. Micro SDs are better anyway. I'm not going to give a picture with this boo because it wouldn't be a very good picture. But yeah, this is exciting. Now I have to work out. Oh, that's how you turn it on. And now it says, is this Bluetooth USB notepad? So if I hit where it says notepad, cursor there, what happens? Not much. Because I want to know how to open the manual, and I wondered if the manual was in the notepad, but it isn't, so... Let's try writing something, just because. So, hello. Yeah, that says hello. That's a nice keyboard, actually. And the thumb wheels don't... The joystick is noisy, but the thumb wheels don't make a sound. Because I've been using the Braille Pen 12 in church. And have to keep pressing the pan button, and it makes such a noise. So, yeah, it's a bit annoying. Okay, well, there we go. One unboxing of my exciting toy. It's exciting to me. If it's not exciting to you, sorry. But you're probably not still listening anymore. Anyway, if it's not exciting to you. So have a lovely day, everyone, and take care. Bye for now.